Hello.
Good evening, I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues and your opinions are needed. First of all, are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote?
Yes.
And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
In which state do you currently reside?
Arizona.
And are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes, I am.
And what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
57.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
White, Caucasian.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I was a Republican all my life until Donald Trump showed up, so I would lean towards Republican.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. From 0 to 10?
Oh, maybe a 7.
7. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, or on the side?
Kamala Harris.
And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom will you vote? To be your senator, Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
Democrat.
And here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. The first one, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. The second one, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Or the last one, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
Number one.
So, which is the first one. And based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Arizona. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Arizona. Or abortion is totally banned in Arizona?
Two.
The second one, okay. And how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona? Are you very concerned, somewhat, not very concerned, or not at all?
I'm very concerned that they will ban it. Yes, very concerned.
All right. And as you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, some, only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Gosh, I would say very little.
Only a little. And based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided? Or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Can you tell me what it is? So it's written that
I need to read everything verbatim. So based on what you know now,
okay.
If the election were held today, will you vote yes or no or undecided?
Can you read the question again, though?
Yeah. Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measures to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion?
Yes.
And here is the text of a constitutional amendment that might appear on the ballot in Arizona in the November 2024 elections. A yes vote shall have the effect of creating a fundamental right to abortion under Arizona's constitution. The state will not be able to interfere with this fundamental right before federal viability unless it has a compelling reason and does so in the least restrictive way possible. Federal viability means the point in the pregnancy when, in the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional, the fetus has a significant likelihood of survival outside the uterus. Throughout the pregnancy, both before and after fetal viability, the state will not be able to interfere with the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional that an abortion is necessary to protect the life or health of the pregnant individual, the state will not be able to penalize any person for aiding or assisting a pregnant individual in exercising the right to an abortion. And no vote shall have the effect of not creating a fundamental right to have an abortion under Arizona's constitution. We will leave in place current laws that restrict abortion before fetal viability and will allow the state to further restrict or ban abortion in the future. So after what you just heard, after reading the ballot measure language, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided?
No, I'd vote for it, yeah.
You will vote yes. And what values are behind your current decisions to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick the two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. It's for safety, freedom, empathy, privacy, equality, control over your own life, rights, or the last three, responsibility to younger and future generations, responsibility to women, or making decision about your own body. You can only pick two.
Making decision about your own body.
Okay, and one more?
I would say the woman's privacy.
Okay, thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 60%. Thank you so much for your time. And does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote? Or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
Definitely more motivated.
Much more. And if you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, will that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate?
Can you say that again? I'm sorry. How is it phrased?
Yeah, if you learn a candidate for political office support the ballot measure, will that make you less likely or more likely to vote for the candidate? Or does it make no difference?
More likely.
Much more, or just somewhat more likely to vote for the candidate?
Much more.
If you learned a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, will that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate?
Less likely.
Much less, or just somewhat less?
Much less.
And to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want an abortion to be legal nationally with some exceptions, or want a state to decide on their own abortion laws? To the best of your knowledge.
Okay, say the first two again.
Yeah, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? And to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, or want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Or want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want a state to decide on their own abortion laws?
Two.
The second one. And how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want a state to decide on their own abortion laws?
The first.
The first one. And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Senate, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinions on the issue of abortion? It's very important, somewhat important, not somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
Very important.
And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? It's very important, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
Very important.
And you will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail. And based on what you just heard, How favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
Very unfavorable.
And if you learn a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure interstate, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate?
I'm sorry, say the first sentence again.
Yeah. If you learn a candidate for political office support the Project 2025 and oppose the abortion ballot measure interstate, will that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate?
Less, highly unlikely to vote for him, however.
Much
that's phrased.
Okay. Yeah. And yeah. Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidate and yes on the ballot measure. Just two. The first one, if Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. That was very convincing, somewhat not very or not at all convincing.
Yeah, convincing. Yep.
Just somewhat or very convincing?
Somewhat.
Just somewhat. And then the last one. For all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility to fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. That was very convincing, somewhat, or not very convincing, reason, or not at all.
Very, very convincing.
Very convincing. And lastly, this is basically the last part. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. Here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republicans' candidate and no on the ballot measure. Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or the victim of incest. That was very convincing, somewhat, or not very convincing, or not at all.
I'm against the comment, but convincing, I don't know what that means, but
I can repeat the statement, it's not a problem, if you want.
Yeah. Would you mind? Yes, please.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so here are some statements made by people who support the Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. And
okay.
The statement is, Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or the victim of incest. So that was very convincing reason for support Republicans. Somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing reason at all.
I mean, somewhat convincing for a Republican to listen to it, so it's somewhat convincing.
Okay. And the last two. Science tells us that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make face, have facial expression, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. That was very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all?
Not at all.
The last one. Abortion law should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let the state determine abortion policy, not the president and Congress. That was very convincing, somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, let me ask you again now that you have a little more information. How much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you, from 0 to 10?
I still think it's about a 7.
Yeah, but now it's a 7? After what?
Well, I mean, I believe we need to vote. So, okay, go ahead, put a 10. Put a 10.
10, okay. A lot of power. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, or undecided?
Kamala Harris.
And if the election were held today, will you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided?
I would vote for protecting abortion.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom will you vote to be your senator? Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
Democrat.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I finished university.
Thank you. And
yes. Yeah.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18, yes or no?
No.
And do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or did not vote in 2020?
Joe Biden.
And the last question, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I'm not going to answer. Decline.
Okay, no problem. But maybe if I read you some categories, maybe less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, $50,000 and $100,000, or $100,000 to $250,000, or more than $250,000. Or if you don't want to answer it, is that okay?
I prefer not to answer.
Okay, no problem, but thank you. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help, and have a great evening.
And good, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. Have a good night.
Thank you for your time.